Good morning, Kansas City. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. Did we start off the year or end the year sending somebody to New York to see Fall Out Boy? We have so many prizes. I get
end
so
of the
confused.
Year?
We have so many great prizes. We'll tell you about another contest coming up soon. But right now, we do this every single Wednesday.
Yep, it's Whiny Wednesday. Your chance to whine about those first world problems where normally we would judge you and say, really, that's the worst thing in your life. But today, you can be superficial and get away with it.
It is, because we don't want something very, very serious. Please.
Yeah, it's lighthearted stuff.
816-576-7093 or #93. Why do you want to whine? Teresa, do you have any whines?
Well, I want to whine that Tara keeps whining because we both have Apple Watches. And we decided to share our activity with each other, and now she won't stop whining that there's too much pressure on her to get more steps in.
I apologize to anybody below us in our studio because these two are literally jumping around like children,
yeah,
pounding the floor.
Oh, Tara, I'm actually making you exercise and be healthy. Horrible.
I'm trying to think what I need to whine. I don't think I really have any whines today.
I bet if you really thought you could come up with one. It's not super sunny outside.
Okay, that's a big one.
It's too cold to play Jenga outside on the patio.
And you do know me better than I think I know myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
316-576-7093 or #93. Call us up. What do you want to whine about?
Let's go to our good friend, Dolores.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Dolores?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing somewhat better. I'm doing okay. I have a great whine. I went to the dermatologist. And he says, you have, an infection on your ring finger. So I got home and I brought home the medication. It was for jock itch. And I'm not going to say anything else.
You have jock itch on your finger.
Exactly.
It was for jock itch. Oh, my gosh, Doris. How's Dennis?
Dennis is doing fine. He went to work today. He works in the office Wednesday and Thursday. So it's me and Emelina rocking the home front.
All right, sweetie. You have a good day, okay?
Okay,
good
bye-bye.
Good luck with your jock itch.
I thought that's what she said. I was like, did she really say jock itch?
Makes me laugh.
So what do you want?
My surgery incisions.
What do you want to whine about? I'll tell you what. I'll do another one. Missing okay. Dolores there. I'm whining. I missed the group. But yesterday I was able to spend time with Sarah for lunch.
From our Mexico group, Sarah and Adam won the wedding.
They were just a wonderful couple. So happy for them. I'm going to whine that I don't think we have that many calls. I keep hanging up.
What's up with you, Kansas City? Nothing to complain about? How dare you?
What's wrong with you? We're giving you the opportunity to yell and get it out of your system. Wrong with you, people?
How about if we just whine that Tara's so slow and she's not answering phones?
I keep hanging up on her.
No, let's blame Tara's more fun.
All right, here they're coming through.
Tara is typing. That's what my Skype says. Here, let's go to Heather.
All right. Good morning, Heather. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
Good.
What do you want to whine about?
Well, I've been told that this Sunday is daylight savings, which is good. We get more sunlight, but my child will be kind of confused.
Yes. You know what? I hate springing forward. It's no fun.
I'm like your child. I get really confused on things like this, too. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It jacks with my brain.
It does.
Thank you. The whole
first week is different. Thank you.
Yep.
Let's go to, is it Kazia?
Kazia.
And every time you call, I always get it wrong. I should remember.
What do you want to whine about?
I want to whine that I'm 8 months pregnant, and I'm tired of being pregnant, and I'm ready to sleep in my stomach again.
Oh, you poor thing. Do you at least have a body pillow?
No.
You need to get one, girl. Seriously, it will make all the difference in the world. It'll kind of rest your belly when you, lay sideways.
Don't they make those pregnant pillows? Like, you can get them on Amazon where it's actually your belly. You're covered, your belly.
They do, but body pillows really will make the world of difference.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Let's go to Brandy.
Good morning, Brandy. What do you want to whine about?
Oh, my God. Okay, so at my job, my boss can't think about anything, but she wants us on the phone. We want you on the phone. And then she comes to the office, and she gets frustrated that we're on the phone. Seriously? Are you kidding me?
No, that's personal calls. That's so weird. Or calling radio stations.
Thank you.
Let's go to Crystal.
Crystal, what do you want to whine about?
I want to whine because I maybe had a little bit too much wine last night with a friend, and now I'm hungover and have to go to work.
Oh, no. Work always gets in the way.
I know, right?
Where did you go last night?
Oh, my house. I just had wine with a friend at home.
That's the best, and that's when you overdo it because you don't have to drive anywhere. You're like, I can have the whole bottle. It's great.
Yes, exactly.
Hope you feel better. Okay. All right, let's go to Megan.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
What do you want to whine about?
Common Core math in second grade.
Makes no sense. No sense at all.
No, I had to call his teacher and try to get help, and I still didn't understand it.
I just stare at the paper, and it never makes sense, and I start to cry, and you can see the little teardrops on my son's homework. Those are from me. Yeah. I don't understand.
It's not even worth the fight.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm done.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye. Kansas City's number one.